Of course, we've always said that, you know, we should be led by the science on this one. You know, scientists have got that data to hand in terms of COVID transmission and also about mitigations that ought to be put in place. So, you know, we're saying to governments, you know, across the British Isles, please, you know, share that evidence with us and that advice that you're receiving from the relevant health agencies. And let's make sure we've got some openness in what we're doing. But this is a time really for reassurance, but at the same time, not to be complacent. You know, COVID is never going to go away. We're going to have to live with this and other forms of winter viruses, you know, as we move forward. And what we really want to do, again, is to make sure that we've got those mitigations, and more importantly, that schools and families are given that support. So there is a need. There is, again, a need for further, we believe, investment in terms of ensuring those mitigations are in place in schools to help reduce the situation as we're seeing now escalate.
Should there be more, not so much advice, but should there be some more leadership coming down, maybe stricter guidelines in terms of mask wearing, etc., at schools to try and deal with this?
I think we need to look at all options here. And again, certainly NHT have been calling, and we will reassert those calls really to sit down with the Department of Education and with the health boards just to make sure again that all necessary measures are being put in place to keep our children and people safe and to keep our schools communities safe. So again, we certainly have got concerns. Those concerns, again, we're being sort of articulated within the department. And let's hope to say that people can come together on this one and avoid a winter, which will see a further escalation of COVID, but also of potential school disruptions, the last thing all of us want to see.